We're joined now by Riley Duncan, who has been on our airwaves quite a bit here lately, but this time she is talking about signing to play softball. And Riley, I know as we've done our interviews throughout this year, you've said, my dream is to play softball in college. Well, dream fulfilled. You're headed up for Iowa. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm super excited to head up there and continue my softball and academic career.
What put Upper Iowa over everybody else you were looking at?
When I went up there, it kind of just felt like home to me. It's a small school, and that's where I came from. That's kind of what I like to stick to. So that kind of stuck out to me. They have super nice facilities. I love the coach and all of the coaching staff. And they had a really unique course schedule that kind of interested me. And so all those put together was just what put it over the top for me.
And, you know, you say small school, but nothing small about the level they're on, NCAA Division II. I mean, you know, one step below the big time. You know, what does that say about someone, a kid from small Twin Cedars going to NCAA Division II now?
It definitely just shows that no matter where you come from, no matter how big the school is that you come from or where you come from, that if you put in the hard work and give 110% effort, that you can accomplish those big dreams and you can play at those competitive levels.
You've been all about the hard work, and you know, it's shown from cross country. You know, Andrew interviewed you a couple weeks ago about, you know, being, you know, there all 4 years. What does this mean to you now that you can, you know, really kind of, you know, next summer kind of concentrate on just softball and, you know, help your team get another trophy that's sitting over there on the counter?
Yeah, I'm for sure going to miss all the other sports that I've played all throughout my career, but I'm really looking forward to just sitting down and focusing on one sport and putting all of my work into that and improving to be a better softball player. So I'm really excited, looking forward to that.
And last week, you got another honor. You know, I mentioned on social media, you know, not a bad couple days for Riley Duncan. You were one of, I think, 102 kids across the entire nation to get a high school Heisman scholarship. Now, it's from the Heisman Trophy Foundation. What does that mean to you, you know, to be 102 kids of thousands across the country that play high school sports?
I'm really, really honored to be able to get that award. And honestly, I was just like, I'm going to fill out the award and see what happens. And I won my school, and then the next level was a state. And so I was just looking across, and I was not really honestly thinking that my name was going to be on there for the state winner. And then I came across my name, and I was just like, wow. And that just meant a lot to me. And it was just amazing to know that all of the hard work and everything that I've did has really shown out to people.
You know, obviously your career highlight so far in your high school career is a state championship up at Fort Dodge this summer. As you look back on that, you've had, you know, several months now for it to marinate. You know, A, has it sunk in? And B, you know, when you look back on that, what goes through your mind when you think back on those moments?
I'd say no, it hasn't really sunken in, but at the same time, like every day I wake up and I'm like, I'm a state champion, and it's just super amazing, and just the memories from this past summer is just something I'll never forget, and I'll never forget going out on that field, playing for Twin Cedars, and winning a state championship, which is something that hadn't been done at our school, let alone in our conference, in a very long time. So it was just something that was very important and very special.
I know you just got done with volleyball as well. I talk about the Bluegrass Conference, another state championship, Ankeny Christian. I mean, you know, a lot of people kind of make fun of the Bluegrass Conference, but two state championships in the last 6 months, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, we're not the little piddly conference that everybody likes to make fun of.
Yeah, a lot of people look at the Bluegrass Conference and they think, yeah, they're not one of the best conferences in the state of Iowa, but it just shows that they've obviously overlooked us, because two of the teams have this year have won state championships. So it just shows that it doesn't matter what conference you come from, anyone's capable of anything.
I know basketball is the next thing on your agenda right now. You know, a first couple of days, how's that gone for you?
It's went pretty good. We're kind of down on our numbers this year, but the ones of us that are out there are the ones that want to put in that hard work and want to be better athletes. So we're just going to work hard and do everything we can this season to have success and win some basketball games.
Got to ask, you know, a lot of the students came out to see your signing, and, Coach Teresa from cross country has said, you know, you're very well-known, very popular around here, even though you may not think so. What did that mean to you to see all the kids out there, you know, watching you sign and come out to see you do that?
It means a lot to me. Yeah, representing Twin Cedars is awesome, but also when I'm signing and all these kids, they're looking up to me, so I love being that role model for them, and maybe one day that they're going to think of, they want to do that experience, so they want to have that signing experience and have other kids come and watch them. So it feels really good that I can kind of be a leader in that way and show people what they have to look up to.
All right, we know it's coming to an end, but somehow, you know, let's just take it one day at a time and enjoy the senior year. Congratulations, Riley, and hopefully we'll get to see you out here playing basketball one of these few days.
Thank you very much.